And if you do live long enough in one place, you can make a name for yourself, at least among your neighbors. I like to think my name has a certain familiar ring, but no one ever says, Alex Chadwick. How interesting. Where are you from? But in this next personal observation, we introduce you to a man who's going to be a day-to-day regular. He's a Los Angeles novelist who says people always ask about his name.
Some people find my name difficult to pronounce, Marcos McPeak Villatoro. They wonder where it comes from. In fact, it's very American. I've followed my Latino tradition of taking both parents' names. Dad is the McPeak, Mama is the Villatoro. When I call them on Saturday mornings, we speak in two languages, Spanish and Appalachian. Hola, mi hijo, ¿cómo están mis cipotes? You's doing all right? How's them grandkids of mine? 55 years ago, Ralph McPeak left his Navy ship in California after serving in the war. Amanda Villatoro's family immigrated to the United States from El Salvador. My mother and father met and fell deeply in love. Dad did not speak Spanish, Mama did not speak English, so they got married. Dad bought a Harley and decided to take his young bride home to East Tennessee. I try to picture their conversation on the road, crossing the Golden Gate Bridge on a hog, wearing leather and thick goggles, unable to communicate, Dad saying over the motor's roar, Honey, are you ready for the adventure of your life? And she behind him, Ay, Ralph, como te quiero tanto. I love you so much, Ralph. Then off they go on Route 66 to the deep mountains of Appalachia, the first of 9 trips across America on that Harley. I remember as a teenager looking at an old black-and-white photo of them sitting on the 1948 Panhead. I realized then they were bigger badasses than I would ever be. And they were normal, white and brown, mixing it up, 2 very distinct dialects of 2 languages slapping against each other. It was all ordinary, just like the tamales and grits on the same plates on Sunday mornings. And my name, once you say it a few times, is also ordinary. So very American. Marcos McPeak Villatoro. Qué alegre. Yeah, boy.
Marcos McPeak Villatoro is a novelist and writer who lives in Los Angeles. There's more just ahead on Day to Day. Stay with us. I'm Alex Chadwick.